Good evening. My name is Nancy. I'm the pastor in the village. Tonight, as is our practice, we sing. There are many settings of evening prayer, actually, that have been written. Musical settings here at Holden, but through the summer, on Saturday nights, we sing Vespers 86. You should all have a copy of this folder. It's either blue, faded blue, white without a cover, gray. It's all the same. Some of you may be more acquainted with this in your own local settings as Holden Evening Prayer. There have been, as I said, many settings written, musical settings. This is the first one. Marty Haugen wrote this in 1986 when he was on sabbatical here. And it is much loved, not only here, but throughout the church. We will stand at the beginning of the service through the Thanksgiving for Light on page 4. We'll be seated again. The psalm is a canon in two parts. And it is the prerogative of the leader who tonight is Rich Larson, who runs our trails crew. They get to pick how the psalm is split. So since he runs our trails crew, if you went on a walk or a hike in the last 2 days, today and yesterday, you're a one. If you didn't, you're a two. Are you all out there? And then when we, after our readings, the Annunciation on page 9, we will stand for that. After the Annunciation is sung, we will all sing the Magnificat, which is on page 9, and we will stand as we sing it. The Magnificat, or Mary's song, is the gospel canticle for evening prayer. Then we'll be seated again for the prayers and the conclusion of the service. And please note on page 12 that the blessing, may God Creator bless us and keep us, is sung by all of us. Please stand as you are able.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening. Sing our thanks to God.
Amen.
your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. A reading from Colossians. St. Paul writes, "We have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy and fully pleasing to the Lord, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Creator who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And a prayer by Robert Louis Stevenson. God, behold this gathering of sisters and brothers here assembled. We thank you for this valley in which we dwell, for the love that unites us, for the peace accorded us this day, for the hope with which we expect the morrow, for the health, the work, the food, and the bright skies that make our lives delightful, for our friends in all parts of the earth. Give us courage and gaiety and the quiet mind. Spare to us our friends, soften to us our enemies. Bless us, if it may be, in all our innocent endeavors. If it may not, give us the strength to encounter that which is to come, that we be brave in peril, constant in tribulation, temperate in wrath, and in all changes of fortune, and down to the gates of death, loyal and loving one to another. As the clay to the potter, as the windmill to the wind, as children of a loving parent, We ask of you this help and mercy for Christ's sake. Amen.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness does not overcome.
Thank you.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.